BFBS.
Your stories. Decalia Station, Cyprus.
Six teenagers in Decalia have achieved the first stage of their Bronze Duke of Edinburgh Award. The King Richard School pupils were presented with a certificate to honour the completion of the volunteering element of the award at a special presentation in their school assembly earlier this week. Matt Forback is a youth worker for Decalia. It's his responsibility to deliver the Duke of Edinburgh Award on the station.
The Bronze Award is made up of four elements. It includes volunteering, a physical section, which could be any sort of physical activity, a skills section, where young people will sort of practice and sort of take part in a new skill, and an expedition, where they'll plan and then actually go on a sort of expedition independently.
So what kind of placements and work has the volunteering involved for the young people?
We've had young people working at the youth centre as part of the senior member project. We've also had young people working at a serious dog sanctuary, giving up the time to help the animals there. And we've also had young people giving up the time to work at the Decalia Saddle Club. So quite varied and quite diverse.
And what do you think they get out of giving up their time to help other people?
I think what they get out is they get an opportunity to learn a broad range of skills that are sort of transferable to the workplace, really. What they also get is an opportunity to support the community that they live in and also improve the reputation of young people and show that young people aren't just about taking something out of the community or demanding things, but actually they want to put something positive back into the community.
And you're always recruiting more people to get involved. I know you're in assembly this morning talking about just that. Do you think you've spread the message that it's a really positive thing to do?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons for coming in today wasn't about me sort of spreading the message, but for young people to look at their sort of peers and be inspired by them, really, and think, actually, this is something fantastic that I can do that can enrich my CV, my record of achievement when I'm going off into the world of college or university or work. So hopefully their achievements will inspire other young people to take it up.
Jake Murphy, Ellie Brown and Stacey Hallisey were three of the recipients of the Volunteering Award in Monday's Assembly. The Year 10 and 11 students have all been working at the Youth Centre to fulfil the criteria of their award. And in spite of all the hard work, they say it's been a really worthwhile experience.
It's not really that hard to do the volunteering thing. You just need to go on one residential in October to start becoming a senior member then from 3 months on, you're in there.
It was quite embarrassing, but I was proud to get it from that. I think now I know what's involved in the Bronze Award, I think I could put more work in to do the Silver and Gold.
It is a lot of commitment. I work on Mondays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Mondays are 1 hour and Wednesdays are 2 hours, but it's a lot of fun.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Decalia.
Your stories.
BFBS.